This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs Fire Department had to scramble to a scene of an overnight fire at a storage facility. CSFD got the call just before midnight. Turned out to be a semi-truck and cab fully engulfed in flames at the Johnson Storage on Sinton Road. They responded with five engines and trucks and other crews. Doesn't appear that the fire spread to any other vehicles or buildings. No one was injured. The fire remains under investigation this morning. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office looking for a suspect following an assault in the Bar Trail parking lot in Manitou Springs. Victim found with multiple injuries. Medical crews performed life-saving efforts before transporting that man to an area hospital. Lieutenant Carla Schmidt with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office said the suspect then ran from the parking lot.
We are currently reviewing camera footage of the incident and interviewing witnesses. Any member of the public who may have witnessed the incident or have information regarding the incident is asked to please call the El Paso County Sheriff's Office tip line at 520-7777.
Investigators, however, do not believe that there is an ongoing threat to the community.
We are now learning details of a shooting at an apartment complex in Pueblo over the weekend. This happened Saturday night at Russ Avenue and Arroyo. Police say a man was trying to force his way into a woman's apartment, making threats. And when officers tried to get him to stop, he fired a gun at police once. The officers weren't hit. They arrested suspect Johnny Donnell, who's 21 and is now facing charges, including attempted first-degree murder of a peace officer. The Pueblo County Coroner's Office has identified a man found dead in Pueblo over the weekend. The coroner says 42-year-old Joseph Specht of Pueblo was found dead in a yard on Poplar Street early Sunday. His death is the eighth homicide of the year in the city. Investigators are currently looking for any video surveillance that could help them identify a suspect in the case.
The woman recently convicted of killing her 11-year-old stepson took out a life insurance policy on him 2 years before the murder. In June of 2017, Leticia Stout took it upon herself to take out a $25,000 life insurance policy on her stepson, Gannon. She would then go on to murder him 2.5 years later. Now the life insurance company, USAA, asking a federal judge to decide who can recoup those funds. Records show on the day she was arrested, Leticia, also charged with murder, then changed the beneficiary of the funds from her ex-husband out to her daughter, Harley Hunt. Gannon's biological parents, Al Stalk and Landon Bullard, say they don't want the life insurance money or any money having to do with Leticia.
That opportunity would be there to seek restitution for all the losses. And my losses are tremendous. And I had a paragraph in my statement about that. You know, my losses are well into the six figures. But I would, and this is maybe my stubbornness, but I would rather pay every cent of those losses back than be connected with her.
All of this information never disclosed in the murder investigation or subsequent trial. The $25,000 now in a registry with the federal courts and will remain there until a judge makes a determination on where it should go.
A Fort Carson soldier has been injured following a training incident at the Mountain Post. The soldier reportedly was flown from that training area on the south side of Fort Carson early yesterday afternoon. The soldier has not been identified and his condition has not been released. A spokesperson said that training incident is under investigation.
The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says an inmate has died several weeks after being admitted to an area hospital. 76-year-old Rick Mendez sent to the hospital on April 30th for treatment of a pre-existing medical condition. The sheriff's office says Mendez died just after midnight on Saturday. Although his death was due to natural causes, the sheriff's office has requested an autopsy by the county coroner's office.
And school district 60 officials held a ribbon cutting yesterday to open the new Centennial High School campus in Pueblo. The school has been part of the community since the late 1800s, but this new building is being called Centennial's fourth incarnation. District 60 says the new two-story facility represents a $74 million investment by stakeholders.
Mainly cloudy skies this morning, giving way to partly cloudy skies with a few isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Most of the action once again out to our west over the higher terrain. High temperature-wise today, 73 Colorado Springs, 79 to 80 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.